An ancient poem, sometimes called the Romeo and Juliet of the Middle East, is being brought into the 21st century by choreographer Mark Morris, with musical accompaniment by members of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble. It's a little bit of Leyla and Majnun, a 12th century Persian poem about Leyla, a beautiful young woman, and her sweetheart Kais. Their families won't let them marry. He goes mad with love and becomes Majnun, Arabic for crazy. And like Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, it does not end well. The singer is Alim Kazimov, who's been called the greatest singer alive, and he's a national treasure in his native Azerbaijan. He sings the role of Majnun. His daughter Fargana sings the role of Leyla. Leyla and Majnun premieres this weekend in Berkeley, California, and choreographer Mark Morris joins us now from there. Mark, what a web you weave here. When did it occur to you to bring all of this together with dance?
Well, in fact, it didn't occur to me. This is a complicated story. I'll try and make it clear. But it's a piece of music that was called actually the first Muslim opera. And it premiered in 1908 in Baku, Azerbaijan. And it was a young composer who'd spent a lot of time in Europe and in Russia. He was from Azerbaijan. Haji Bailey is his name. And he wanted to introduce the idea of opera to his home culture. And so it was written for a big Western orchestra. And some of the arias were done in the style, the ancient style of mugam singing, which is a kind of singing very, very, what's the word, ecstatic.
Yeah.
And so it's a type of singing that's all over the Middle East, all over the steppes of Central Asia, as we can say, and a big part of the Islamic culture. And it's about 2.5 hours long, and it's a big spectacle, which I love. But Mr. Kasimov and Mr. Ma together decided to bring this to, let's say, a Western audience in a smaller version. So it's a sort of a chamber orchestra of Western instruments, Azerbaijani instruments, and these two singers, Alim and Fergana, who are wonderful together. They sing the roles of Leyla and Majnun. And it's a piece that's about an hour long. And I was asked if I would be interested in staging it as a full-on stage production as opposed to merely a concert. A concert's enough for a lot of things. But to actually present it as the show. And I originally said no because I just thought it was so sad and so slow and so mournful and so desolate and, to me, hopeless. And I loved it. I loved the music, but I couldn't see it turning into a stage show. And then they worked on the music a little bit, and I worked on my thoughts a little bit. And then a few years later, in fact, maybe just a couple years ago, I decided to take it on as a full-on danced opera. My dancers, the Mark Morris Dance Group, the Silk Road Ensemble, on stage, there are two players who play traditional Azerbaijani instruments, the kamanche and the tar, and these two marvelous, marvelous singers.
Well, so many questions. Let's listen, though, first to a little more of this extraordinary music, and not just one voice, but two, because of Alim's daughter, Fargana, who's also singing. And you mentioned it's improv a little bit, so let's listen. People, go to YouTube, you know, and listen to Alim Kazimov. I mean, it's like it's the voice is incredible, extraordinary, and yet you mentioned it's improv. So how does this work, Mark Morris, with dancers who, you know, one false move and the whole thing could fall apart?
Well, that's what live theater is all about, and that's the thrill of it. You know, everybody goes to the circus hoping against hope that somebody will die, but not really, you know. So it's the danger of that that's fascinating. And I have to tell you, my dancers, first of all, are super, super smart. They recognize the text. We don't speak Azerbaijani, but we recognize things and we recognize modulations in the music. And so we take cues from the singers. They take cues from us. So it's all a little bit adjustable at the moment. And since we always work with live music, my dancers are especially alert and attuned to the variations that are possible.
Can you, I mean, it is radio. Can you describe, so when you hear...
It's radio, that's why I have no pants on.
Me neither.
Yeah, Ray, yay, okay.
So we have the music, we have the story, we have lyrics like Majnun's last words, he's off in the desert. Only the one who's willing to sacrifice his life for his sweetheart can be called a lover. The soul that hasn't been given to a sweetheart is wasted, and he, you know, dies. What are you thinking of, and how is that translating? Can you describe what the dancers are doing?
No.
Okay.
I will tell you something that the sort of label of the Romeo and Juliet of. Romeo and Juliet had sex before they didn't. And Layla and Majnun are separated just before puberty. And the point is not that they're deprived physical love, but that their love is exclusively in their heads and in their minds and in their devotion to each other. So it's really, of course, a metaphor, a Sufi metaphor for love, eternal love, love of God, if you want to. I don't say it that way, but a love that isn't a lust and that is a deeper and purer and more lasting than corporeal earthly love. So that's the punchline, you know.
Right.
And
you're trying to express that through the dance.
Yes. And so I don't describe dances because that's why I make up dances. But as far as the show goes, you just have to go there.
You just have to see
it. You have to go to hear and watch and sit quietly and be changed.
Mark Morris, I have to ask. I was reading an interview you did in 2013. And this is not unusual for you to be sort of exploring another culture. When asked about the music that you listen to, you replied, "I would say Bach cantatas, hula, Hawaiian music, country western music from the 30s and 40s, all of it."
Yeah, well, and way more than that. That was just a little tiny sampler.
But what is it about this piece? It's Middle East. Is it political?
Well, The timing of this doesn't hurt. I mean, I'm not trying to teach anybody a lesson. I'm presenting this piece, which is about love. You know, everybody, as far as I can tell, in the world loves their children. And so, of course, it's easy to cite the sort of Islamophobia, this bizarre word, the sort of general bashing of each other in many different categories, between many different categories. And so it's not a corrective. It's an exposure to an aspect of a culture that a lot of Western people, and not just Judeo-Christian Western people, don't have exposure to. The music is very, very appealing. The story is, of course, universal, like every good story. And, you know, I also say to people who aren't used to hearing this kind of music, try it, first of all. It's incredibly ecstatic and thrilling. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, you know, very popular a couple decades ago, the Qawwali style of singing from Pakistan, a Sufi tradition. It also reminds me of what's called cante hondo in Andalusian music, of deeply passionate improvised flamenco singing. And it's a cri de coeur, you know, it's the heart singing to another heart. And that sounds very corny, and everything can become corny the closest it becomes to being emotionally truthful. And that's what happens here.
By the way, you mentioned the Sufis several times. Will your dancers twirl?
Listen, one of the steps that dancers do the world over is twirl, okay? So that's what I'm going to tell you.
But nobody
they
twirls
do in
like
the ballet
Sufis.
Too.
But nobody twirls like Sufis. They're like tops.
Well, yes. I'm not telling you anything more about that.
Okay.
You can just assume yes. Perhaps. Whatever your questions are, yes, it's included. How about that?
Some whirling dervishes make their way into Mark Morris's new work, Layla and Majnun, which premieres this weekend in Berkeley, California, and elsewhere in the months ahead. Mark Morris, just quick question. Once called the bad boy of modern dance, you're
that.
Okay.
I'm 60. Okay, I'm 60. Thank you.
Well, and still a little bad boy, or?
No. Never was bad. Just frank.
All right.
The honest gentleman of modern dance. You can call me that. That's a better thing.
Okay. Frank Morris.
Yeah, that's right.
Mark, thank you so much.
Indeed. Thank you very much.